Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you?
Hey, good friend. How you doing?
Happy early
I tell you, it is, and I can feel it already. Today has been a day of all kinds of sudden changes, but everything worked out fabulously, so I'm not complaining at all.
It's amazing how that works, you know, when there's a lot of moving parts and all of a sudden it's all chaotic and then it just comes together.
But, you know, that's what I love about what we do. And we are so lucky to be able to interpret the language of the heavens, the stars, things that were placed there by the divine, and give us some insight and help others with that. I love doing the show with you, babe.
Oh, I so love doing it with you. It's so much fun.
And this full moon is interesting, to say the least.
Yes, it is. Why don't you tell us about it?
What I like about this is the sun is very close to Neptune. Not what I consider a really strong conjunction, but close enough. And in Pisces, and the moon is in Virgo. If you can dream it, you can manifest it. Find a way. A mutable opposition like this offers us many choices. What is our dream? What is our passion? And what are the many ways that we can make this happen and do it to the rhythm of our own inner music? Because Neptune rules the muses. When I look at this, I can see me dancing in my mind, in my body, in my heart, to help people like you and I both do every day. I just love the healing energy of this one.
It's such a great thing, isn't it? And I so agree with what you said. I also want to point out that Mars is in trine with the South Node at this point in time, too. And with that, what happens is that we can really go within ourselves from the depths and really bring out that true visionary skill with it.
And oh, yes!
Having Mars as the action, it really just screams that nice trine to take action in this and to move forward with those hopes and dreams and desires. You know, when it's always full moons are completion cycles, and when it comes to this completion, it's kind of like telling you to give up your fears and go for the dream, go for what you really truly desire. So I really like this one as a result of that, because I think
do
really
too.
if you can dream it, you can do it with that trine going there. You can really take those actions and really start to transform and change. Mercury in Scorpio is such a diligent, you know, workhorse. You know, we're going to plow through this and get there. So it's got so much power to be able to just move into that space and really see what your hopes and desires and dreams are and go for it. You know, with the Mercury and Aquarius on top of it, it really makes it to where you can envision that dream.
Absolutely. To me, when Mars is doing that trine with the South Node, I see us plumbing our depths in a different way. And I so recommend meditation in this cycle for people. It's the best thing you can do. If you don't like meditate in a traditional way, just sit and think at the end of the day and do the mental review. Who said what? Who are you talking to? What did you accomplish? What did you learn? Look at it as a life experience, and all of it matters. All of it matters. The tough thing about this lunation, I think, is Saturn is in square to Chiron, the wounded healer. So many of the people, like you and I, that serve the public and we're there for everybody else, we're having difficulty getting back our optimism at the end of the day. Or we're burning out because we're doing too much and not loving self. And I'm guilty. I swear I am. But the trine to Uranus tells me I know I can hit the ground running every morning. But how about that afternoon nap? How about that massage?
Okay. We all must take time for ourselves.
We have to work ourselves back into our schedule, you know. Saturn in Sagittarius is trying to set ourselves free from obligation without adventure. That's not good. You have to have a combination right now. And that's in effect for over a year. And, you know, I am really making an effort to create that, Jack. I'm really listening to the heavens, and I'm doing my best with that, okay?
See, and that's the reason why you can laugh, is just because of that Saturn in Sagittarius.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's already passed over my moon, which I so appreciate. And it's going to retrograde back on my moon, which I so appreciate, because I want to be the teacher of optimism, of a breadth of vision, to understand just not what you're going through right now, but where it can lead you. It can lead you on a fantastic journey of enlightenment. You choose. And when you choose that which vibrates to your own soul, you are going to be fine. You're going to be just fine.
And that's the beauty of this period of time, because Mercury and Venus are both conjunct each other right now. They're sitting on top of each other right now. And with that conjunction, what happens is that you can really envision where things are going to end up, what things are going. You can see a lot of the moving parts and pieces a lot stronger now of really, you know, what you love and that passion. And that doesn't only mean for everybody else, because of Aquarius is always that humanitarian thing for everybody else. But it also, again, means really looking and envisioning what's best for you. Because the bottom line comes to it that, you know, it's always we must nurture ourselves first before helping others. Or if we don't nurture ourselves first, we won't be here to help others. So here again, it gives that division, and you know me and my balancing, it gives that to where you
I know it. I love that about you.
Balance between nurturing self and nurturing others.
Well, those that are listening and don't have a lot of knowledge about astrology, I want to point out a couple of things to help you before we start taking our callers, which you're going to do very, very shortly. Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, which is a higher octave of Mercury. It's you speaking with spirit and being conjunct spirit. The planets are going in Pisces right now are ruled by Neptune. Neptune is a higher octave of Venus, the planet of love, the most powerful force in the universe. We are in a killer month right now. If you're on the spiritual path, your thinking, your divinity, your meditation, your creativity, music can be bliss. Sitting with the funniest person you know and just having a good time can bring you into nirvana. Spending time talking to other people in the spiritual path that share your vision, your integrity, wow. The next 5 weeks are going to be really good that way. And choose, if you're not invited, invite. If you haven't gone back to your spiritual place, whether you take yoga or meditation, your best friend that lives across the country now, whatever it might be, make that move to connect with them, your personal counselor, whoever makes you feel very good in the part of you that is eternal right now. This is where you'll find your bliss.
Absolutely.
That Saturn and Sag, I have that poetic heart tonight, okay? Okay.
Yes, you do. You're inspired.
I am. I had a wonderful day at the chapel today, even though I got a flat tire on the way in and a pouring rain. But everything worked out. I was supported by the angels. I got home in one piece. Good to go.
That's the awesome part of it.
So we have a lot of people on hold. You want to take our first caller? Ready?
Oh, okay.
All right. Area code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, Aphrodite. Jacqueline, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Hey, how you doing, big boy?
Hey, I'm doing great. I haven't talked to you for a while because I've been doing yoga stuff right now, so it's been really intensive, actually, to call that. So, yeah.
So you're getting a lot of good out of that?
Pardon me?
So you're getting a lot of good out of your yoga?
Oh, yeah. It's a 48 modules, and it goes till the end of July. So I did 86 hours in the first module, and probably do 100 this one, so. And meditation is key.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Now, you do have a special question for us tonight.
Yes. It's about this full moon in Virgo. I just wonder how it's affecting Aries for my sign right now.
Well, honey, it's conjunct your moon natally. This is your lunar return on a full moon. So it's transformational as far as your emotions are concerned. This is a great time of letting go of old stuff from the past. Really, I like that you said you were doing yoga because it's such a perfect thing right now for you to do. It really is. This is a good release time for you. Look to the future. Like we were talking about earlier, this is such a cycle for you. This whole thing is going to set a footprint on you for 28 days. So it's empowering you for the next 28 days to really envision your dream, to really let go of what doesn't serve you at this point in time and move on, okay? Envision that dream because it's dead on your moon. So it's not necessarily the Aries sun, okay? It's more that your moon is where it hits. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, Jay, I want to tell you that Uranus is sitting right on your Mercury. And you have some inconjuncts to your Neptune in your natal chart, which means that you're a little afraid of an epiphany. You might be trying too hard. I'm just saying.
Trying too hard? Do I mean trying too hard?
Expect the epiphany to show up. Aries is Mars ruled. You've got three planets in that sector. So you really will do all the work. You'll do everything to empower yourself and others because you're such a wonderfully spiritual personality. But the epiphany comes when the student is ready. No, it's going to show up no matter what you do. It's about how you are. It's about being and not doing. That's why I, too, as Jacqueline suggested, I love the yoga for you.
Okay.
Now, you have to understand that you were born with your moon exactly opposite your Saturn. So your inner child and your inner teacher are so connected that nothing could break that tie. Nothing. Everything you're learning now, you will teach others.
Yeah.
Everything you've been taught, this is a great time for you to appreciate those that have been a guiding light for you. And to absorb that energy and pass it on to others. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yeah.
Now, why do I feel a lot of tension in you right now? I mean, I'm clairaudient, and I'm feeling a lot of tension. What's going on?
Well, right now I'm actually getting ready. I'm really scheduled because I'm going into an isolation chamber at 7 p.m., so I got to get really, really ready for it. So right now I've been really busy, so I'm just curious.
Okay.
So just right now, yeah. So I just got to see what it's like and let it go, too.
I'm going to say this about it. You do have a Mercury in Aries, and it's an adventure. And live very much in the present, in the moment of the situation. Don't anticipate what that chamber is going to do or where it's going to go. Just go, okay, I'm just along for the ride. Everything is good, and I'm just going to go along for the ride. Don't get tense or nervous about it. Just be in the present with it.
Can I say one more thing before I let you go? Cause I know you're trying to prepare. In your natal chart, Mars in Scorpio transiting your 12th house. It's forming a beautiful trine to your natal Mars in Pisces. this is the perfect time for this chamber. It couldn't be better. I mean, within 72 hours, this is going to be wonderful.
Awesome.
You're going to find a peace that passes all understanding. This is a good thing for you. And call us next week, please, and let us know how it went, okay?
For sure. Sure. For sure. Thank you.
We love you, and we have your back. Okay.
You do. So thank you again. This is awesome. Thanks so much
okay.
for the insight. And
seek your bliss.
I will. Thank you very much. Thanks, ladies.
All right. God bless you. All right. Bye.
You separate. Bye-bye.
He's so amazing.
It's great. Perfect timing for that.
I know. I know. I like Mars in Scorpio. I'm so glad it's going to retrograde back into Scorpio for a while because my powers of concentration skyrocket. They do.
Well, they would with your Scorpio rising, honey.
I know. And it's this late, it's forming trines to all my Cancer planets. So even with Uranus whacking me with a car again, okay, everything worked out fine.
Okay. All good. That's the great part. It's divine redundancy.
So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. Area code 805, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Hi,
how are you
Donna.
Donna.
Hi.
Have you called in before?
I don't think so. No, this is the first time. April 22nd, 1954. I was born in New York at 2:50 p.m.
You went a little fast for me on that.
April 22nd, 1954. And I was born at 2:50 p.m. in Flushing, Long Island.
Oh, really? That's where my husband was born. Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Now, do you still live there?
No, I'm in California now.
Oh,
well,
wow.
I need to know that because your whole dynamic has changed going that many time zones west. Where do you live now?
Santa Barbara, California.
Oh, I love Santa Barbara. Okay.
Yes, bye.
And do you have a special question for us tonight?
I do. I'd like to find a partner. And I've been talking to this guy for a little while, a couple of years, just off and on. And he lives in Hawaii. His name is Dusty. He's a Pisces, February
27th. Do you have his birth information? Oh, good.
I don't know the year. He's 70. He'll be 72. 72 and... It's February 27th, Pisces, and he's visiting friends along the coast, and he's going to stop here, and we're going to meet, and then we're going to go up to my sister's ranch for a couple days and hang out there, and I just wanted to know, is there potential there for something going on further than just friendship?
All right, where in Hawaii does he live?
He lives on the island of Oahu.
What city?
I don't know. Darn it. Yeah. I don't remember the name.
And do you know what time he was born?
No.
And where does he live now? In Hawaii.
Hawaii.
All right.
Hawaii,
I'm going to look at a dawn chart for that, okay? I'm going to look at a dawn chart because we don't have a time on him, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is going to be fun.
Oh, good. Yeah, he's a fun guy. Yeah. There's a place in Italy, too, so he goes there quite a bit, and he surfs, and he golfs, and he skis, and, yeah, he's a real character.
Oh, I love that for you.
Yeah, I need somebody fun, yeah.
Time to have a life.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. I love the fact you have Leo rising in California. I like that for you.
Oh, okay.
It lightens you up. It's a better thing. It
definitely, yeah.
With that, having an Earth rising and an Earth, sun sign, it really makes it a little heavier a creature. So I'm sure you feel it, that you're a lot more playful in California than you are in New York.
Yeah, well, I left when I was three years old, but I had been back when I was in my 20s and 30s, and I didn't care for it. Too much city for me. I like, you know, more the beach.
Well, I'm not sure what time of day you're born. At dawn,
I was born.
Your moon was about 27 degrees of Aries. I mean, I'm sorry, I lied. I'm not sure what time he was born. His moon at dawn is at 27 degrees of Aries, so it could be that his moon is conjunct your sun. And if that's true, that is a very powerful way of coming together. Because
Wow. The
radiant light and the inner child can play together in a miraculous way without abdicating responsibilities. Because the Taurus energy says, I love, but I want to make it real. Okay? So I like that about the compatibility. I also like that in your California chart, his Venus is hugging your seventh house cusp of marriage and long-term relationships. And in Aquarius, no less, which is so great because the friendship, the lightheartedness, all of that would not go away if you came together in a more permanent way. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, good.
I like this relationship. There's a lot of different things that I do like about it. You know, one of the things about you with all the Earth that you have, the Mars and Capricorn and all that fun Earth stuff, is that you, sometimes you hold yourself back, okay?
Right.
You go cautiously or slowly into situations, okay?
Yeah.
Result of that, okay? However, you have a Sagittarius moon, so you can process things a lot quicker, okay, is what I'm going to say. This guy brings in such a difference because, here again, I talk about your fire and your earth, and he brings in air and water, okay, with that Pisces sun and his Mercury and Venus in Aquarius and his Mars in Gemini. You know, you've got all these fun things going on, okay? And I like that the two of you have a relationship that's a distance to where you can grow together, because here again, I think that together, the two of you can really transform and change each other's lives and really rebalance each other to be more multifaceted, to be more open and more fun, and stretch your limits a little bit more as far as how you feel, because emotionally, I think the two of you bond very strongly together. Whether it's in Aries or whether it's in Taurus, it's at early degrees, so it's going to affect and be in trine to your moon as well. Natally, your sun and your moon are in trine. So around that period of time, it's really going to be extremely harmonious emotionally for both of you two without having his birth time. I still am encouraging this a great deal, but be open to it. Don't be so cautious. Don't move so slowly. I know that Mars Capricorn wants you to take it slow, but don't have a little bit more trust and faith. Move a little bit more easily with it. He's highly intuitive. He's not going to lead you. He's not deceptive or anything. He's not going to lead you down a bad path.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Good. Yeah.
I know you've known this for 60 days. You have known that you want to give this a ride for the last 60 days. Come on, girl. Don't play me.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Because, you know, I haven't seen what he looks like. He doesn't know what I look like. But we just never exchanged photos. Like I said, he was a friend of a high school friend. But nevertheless, when he talks and there's a pause, I feel something in that pause of what he's saying. I feel it's a
nice
sensitivity there. Yeah. So something's drawing me there. So
I would check that. I would investigate it. I wouldn't be so cautious. I'd try it.
Okay. Yeah.
And I enjoy every moment of it, too.
Yeah.
There's
yeah,
so many facets to your personality and his. You're
yeah
never going to be bored with each other. Never. You're never going to be bored with each other.
Oh, good.
I like it.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah,
well, keep
I'm a traveler,
posted,
too.
Will you?
I will.
Let us know how things go. Inquiring minds want to know.
All right, I'll let you know. And thank you so much. I appreciate you doing that
well,
for
many
me
blessings to you and your love.
Thank you. You too. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye. I mean, just the stuff in her natal. She is so ready for this. Oh. It's like cosmically coming in like a train.
And that's what it takes with that Mars and Capricorn. That's why I like it.
Oh, I so agree. Yes.
You know, so the universe is giving her what she needs right now, a big, huge push.
Well, Mars being exalted in Capricorn, and hers is so early, it's almost got like a double emphasis. And I can see, again, she's not the kind of person that's ever going to lose the foundation for integrity and who she is.
Oh, no.
And but she's going to appreciate growth in any relationship.
I so agree.
That Capricorn energy of Mars in Capricorn is so powerful. It's like he switches streams, she's going to take a look at it. She's going to go with it and vice versa. So I think this is a nice, I'm really looking forward to this for her.
I think it's awesome.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. 2-8, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Hey, girlfriend, how you doing?
I'm okay. You got you, ladies?
Hanging in there. What are my choices?
Okay.
So what would you like us to look at for you tonight?
Did you have a chance to look at those parts of destiny that changed on that? Since my time is now 9:25 a.m.
No, I didn't really want to do that on the air. I wanted to do that in person.
Okay. What about, I'm 4 months from today, I'm supposed to decide where, if I have to sign another year lease here or if I'm going to be moving. I don't want to stay with Eric for another year.
Okay.
And I don't want to, and so, and unless Steve gives me my bonus money, then, you know, I can't get a place of my own because I don't have enough income. And I don't want to get stuck living with somebody else that ends up in a horrible situation.
I'm going to say have patience. I think you're jumping too quickly ahead of the game because what we have is Mars is going over your Uranus, okay? Mm. And it's not only going to pass over your Uranus once, it's going to go retrograde and come back and hit it in this time frame that we're talking about in the next 4 months. And then it's going to come back. This is all in your fourth house of your home natally, okay? So there's some new information and some new revelations that will come through this period of time. What it's trying to do is get you to look at it in more of what direction that you want to go right now. Where do you want to be? What do you want to set yourself up to be? And this thought creation of where you want your life to go is what you should be focusing on now, not necessarily what's going to happen over the next few months as far as moving is concerned. Because I don't see it being a problem as far as whether you're going to move or not. I see it being more your choice than anything else. So you have an opportunity here to be able to transform and change it over the next few months by your actions to be able to make the place that you want. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. I think that you use your worry less and your psychic ability more. And you have to understand one thing. No matter where you decide to move, you only need one place that's a jewel you can afford. And I trust the divine to deliver that to you when you're ready. That being said, Mars is passing over Uranus right now this week for you. So part of you is going to feel like you want to jump out of your life like a burning building, okay? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But know that this desire within you will ultimately bring you exactly where you need to go. But don't let the emotional push you over the edge. Instead, do the research.
Research,
you like to be on
your
computer. Where you want to go?
Well, if I don't have the money, then I can't go, and I can't even sit in the car for 20 minutes, or I can't drive.
The point being is not to be able to physically do it now, but to start to create what direction you want it to go to. Do the research by looking into, really, where do I want to live? Ideally, it's not logically looking at the financial aspect of it. It's looking at the dream of it, envisioning what you want before the money is in place.
Well, I want to live on a ranch in a big house and have my own garden.
Okay,
start envisioning it.
Start looking at the opportunities of where that can be. Start looking at what directions and what needs to be done to be able to put that into place besides the financial aspect. You're looking at the effort, not the money.
You have to decide where you need to look into. I want to tell you a little story. I want to keep it brief because we're on the air. But when my house was destroyed by the hurricanes in 2004, a man came to our door and said, willing to buy your house as is, you keep the insurance company money. I said, okay. I went up here in Roanoke in 5 days. I found exactly where I wanted to be. Went back, packed up, gone. Gone, okay? Now, I was looking in Roanoke, and I was looking towards Roanoke, and I printed out 30 places to look at that I knew I could afford to go up there. They say you can't drive for long periods of time. What is wrong with that? And in other words, how could you make that better? Because in order to really see a place, you can do the research on the Internet. Find out where you want to be. Do you want to come back to Roanoke? Do you want to go back to Illinois? What do you want to do? Because where is your home? Then look into how much rent you'd have to pay, what kind of accommodations you could get. Print them out. Talk to the people rather than feeling like it can't happen. See, you are thinking sometimes it's very claustrophobic, and that exacerbates all your pain. I know this. So instead, think outside the box, do the research, have a lot of options. Find out when you can get up there and when you can look at it and when you can make the change. Now, there's places, for instance, where you can stay there, you can help them on the farm, you can have your own garden, you can do that too. There's a lot of these intentional communities right now that are going on, which might be an ideal situation for you. You have a few months to look into this rather than feeling self-defeated. I'm going to want to push you away from that marker, okay, because I love you very much. I want to move you away from that marker and go back to say, all right, I'm a Gemini. Chances are there's going to be two options. I want to know where they are and check them out and take the best of the two when it's time to make the move.
Okay.
You're a very strong person, much stronger. I know you're very emotional. I know you've been dealing with chronic pain and all that, but you know, you're Mars in Scorpio. Your Moon's in Scorpio. So because of that, you are going to be able to find your dream and make it happen. Neptune hasn't been in Pisces for 165 years. It's trining your Moon. Intuitively, if you go deep down and do this research, you're going to find it, Danielle. You're going to find it.
Okay.
Come up with a few options. We can look at the astrocartography. I want to talk to you about your parts of destiny. Let us connect personally over the next week or so, and so we can maybe put some of your fears aside. But I really think that it is time for you to make a good change. When you can get back into your spiritual depths more. They're always dealing with what everybody else wants from you all the time. That's getting old, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And being in a relationship with somebody is always hateful to me. And
you don't need that anymore. And, you know, this is not where you need to be.
and he's always negative, and I just want out of this situation.
Well, give me a call tomorrow night if you can, and see if we can set something up for you, just a short thing where I can basically look at some of the specifics for you, and we can do just a short reading, 15 minutes, whatever you want to do. That's fine. Maybe I can help you more, okay? But I think you're right. Okay. I think with Mars moving through your fourth house, and as Jacqueline pointed out, retrograding your fourth house, this is a time for you to reevaluate where you can find your freedom again. You need it badly. You need it badly. I agree.
Okay. Well, thanks,
okay.
Lady.
Good luck.
Take care. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Whew. She's such a sweet soul. You know, you wonder why. But, again, maybe she's just not in the right place, and now she has to move on.
And that's it. You know, again, that Scorpion energy, having that Scorpio moon is very heavy. You know, it really is. And sometimes it can really weigh you down a great deal. And this has been her biggest thing lately, is that she just feels weighed down. She feels like she's stuck underneath this water and can't get her way out. And,
I know.
You'll talk her out.
I like
you
agree that, you know, you can create your dreams at this time. I mean, Neptune being in Pisces right now, anybody that's feeling like they're living a lie, they're going to want to change. They're going to want to go to that deep spiritual ocean within and find a way to a new destination. It's just the way it's going to be for right now. Off and on, as you pointed out, with Mars retrograding too. So it is a good time to look at an alternative course of action and a different journey. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I didn't know what to say about that. It's here, right.
Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 207, you're on the air.
Good evening, Jacqueline. Good evening, Aphrodite. This is Tom calling in.
Hey, Tom!
How are you?
Good, how are you
doing?
Good, okay. With respect to Virgo, how does that affect me? Or is it affecting me? Because I have had no ambition lately at all. I have to tug myself to get out of bed.
Okay, let's take a look.
Well, I can say this. I can say that it's going to be dead on your Pluto, this full moon. Okay. So, I understand why it would feel very heavy to you, because you're trying to rebalance these circumstances. I think it's going to pass quite quickly, okay, because on the other side of it, what you have is a Mars opposition. So what's going on is that it's really time for you to make a shift and change. That opposition hits your Jupiter, which really this is a great time for you to transform and change your life. All the way around, this works so well for you. There's new relationships coming into you. Are you going to go into some kind of business partnership here in the near future? Are you looking into something like that?
Not at all. I'm just
really
looking, you know, just to change my ways right now and basically survive.
Well,
is there a woman in your life?
Excuse me?
Is there a woman in your life?
No.
Do you feel you were stronger when you had a woman in your life?
Yes, I did.
Because Mars is squaring your Venus right now, today, exactly, okay? And you benefit from being around women. Do you have any women friends?
A long-distance friend, that's about it. She lives on the other side of the country.
Now, have you changed jobs?
No.
says Mars approaching your Jupiter in your sixth house of work and service. You might want to even change job and location. I'm not saying tomorrow. I'm talking about a strategy for change here in the future for you, because you've been stuck way too long, my friend.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. And you want to be happy and respected by your mate. You want people to understand your intentions. So you're an Aquarius, and you're ruled by Uranus, but before Uranus was discovered, you were ruled by Saturn.
Uh-oh.
And Saturn's in Sag right now, which means you need your freedom wings. You didn't know you can go any place on the planet and make it. You have to look outside of what you've been looking at with a greater breadth of vision. Venus
okay.
is sitting on your sun sign tonight, okay? And you do benefit from having women around you that you like, you can talk to understand your intention, your integrity as a man, how hard you try. The more women you can have around you right now, the better off you're going to be. I'm glad you called in tonight.
That sounds definitely good.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree with that. I think it's time for you. I know it's very heavy, but I think it's a time for you to where you can go, okay, I just need to look to the future. I need to look and see what I need to do to start to change this, because the forces are really, like Aphrodite said, they're allowing you to make this move. And even I would reach out to your friend that's long distance and at least have a conversation with Mercury there and conjunct your sun as well. It's time to have those conversations, whether it's in person or whether it's over the phone. Get out and get that communication. I even like social media for you and things like this. To start to chat with this and start a dialogue or a conversation, because both Venus and Mercury are going to be passing over your Venus here soon. And I think then is where you're going to start to feel your freedom and when it's going to start to get a little easier for you. But I agree so much with Aphrodite that dialogue and conversation right now with women could really help you to really move you into a different direction.
Okay. When might that come? You said soon?
Within 4 weeks.
And 4 weeks.
Yep.
Good
this
deal.
Is the time to be looking into the way to heal yourself. You're feeling very, very disappointed because of a lot
yes.
of time, energy, and intention you put into a relationship that hasn't worked out the way that you had hoped for. But maybe it's because you've outgrown it. God is good.
Yes.
You'll be led in the direction that you need to go and probably have a lot more freedom than you had for a long time.
You can say that again.
You need it. It's been terrible for you. And you fought so hard against trying, and not getting depressed, and trying to keep everything going, and trying to uplift everybody, and try and take every step you could, and look at all your options. In the end, there was a lack of appreciation from the people that you love the most. That was hard.
Very hard.
It's time to set yourself free. Other people are going through changes too right now. We've had a lot of planets that have been changing signs over the past year. So no, you need to be around those people that are on the same page. They're looking to live their dream, to have more fun, to have positive energy around them right now. So jump on the train, as Jacqueline pointed out, and keep in touch with the people that you know support the changes you're trying to create in your life. It's like they can fuel your fire just with kindness. That's okay.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, keep us posted, will
you?
I'll
let you know. I sure will. I'll let you know. You have a good
week. All right.
We're
on your side. Okay.
Thank you. I know you are. I thank
God
you so
bless
much.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
You're such a sweetheart.
Yes.
Maine is a very strange place to live.
Yes, it is. I will say that as well. I can't even imagine. When he told me negative 27, I'm like, oh, Tom, you're crazy. Oh, I can't even imagine what it would be like living in that.
I know. Well, I have to tell you, though, in the summer, it's beautiful. It's a vacation wonderland. And the seafood is to die for, okay?
That's the other
side of the coin.
There you go. Those true pleasures in life. But that's just an example of how...
Go ahead.
An example of how life works. I mean, to go through such a hard struggle during the winter and turn out some of the best Maine lobster in the world, hey, you know, you get both the greatest and the hardest.
It's the nature of things, yes.
It is.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 913, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Andy. How are you doing tonight?
Great, how are you?
Good. I had a quick question for you. I am going to have the opportunity to go to a conference next month, so I will be spending my birthday actually in a different location. I'm really curious about it.
Wow.
Great.
Where are you going to be?
I'll be in Washington, D.C.
All right.
Wow. God works in mysterious ways, my friend. Okay. I love
Absolutely.
That. I'm going to let Jacqueline run with this, and then I'll give my insights, but she's an expert on this, so I'm going to let her run with the ball here.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my gosh. There's some such great things going on, which I think are really cool. First of all, Mars is going to be in your first house, which means you're going to be going. It's funny that you would be traveling on your birthday because you will have a Mars in Sagittarius, which also... it enhances that travel thing for this year.
Oh, wow.
It's in trying to both your Mercury and your Sun. So let your creative juices flow this year, because that's from the 5th to your first house. And so there's a lot of activity as far as I think you're going to be traveling more this year. I think you're going to be really enjoying more time of self-expression. What you see is what you get, because this is from your first to your fifth house, so this is a very creative year. It also gives you, which I like, a Libra moon. So socialization this year, even though it's going to be a little nervous or nerve-wracking for you, is going to be actually very good for you. There's going to be some really great spontaneous things coming out of interactions with the people this year, which I really like. You're going to want to adjust to it a little bit more, take it on one at a time. Don't get overwhelmed with the group itself, but get work with each individual. It'll work really well for you. The other thing I like about this chart is that it puts Jupiter in your 10th house of your career. Are you planning on going into your career or doing some kind of apprenticeship in your career this year?
I am still kind of in the midst of my, doctoral education, but I'm looking at making some good connections to maybe start, working in the field or making inroads. So it's possible. It's definitely possible.
This would be the time to do it. I like that for it. Okay. And so now I'll hand you over to Aphrodite and let her tell you
How cool.
You have got a grand trine going on with Saturn and Sagittarius in this chart with your midheaven star, which is your high aspiration point. You fulfilling the purpose you came here to deliver by the divine. And Uranus, Saturn, and the high star in the heavens in your solar return are all in alignment. You cannot blow this, honey. Okay.
That's good to know.
Now, Jupiter is going to be retrograde on your birthday. Okay, in Virgo. Uh-huh. And it's also in square to Saturn, which means that there's going to be more than one way you can define this. And so different opportunities are going to come to you. You're going to have to weigh them out and look for the details. okay? But excellent. I think that's good for you because you're the kind of person, you know, being, as Jacqueline pointed out, your sun and your Mercury are combust in Aries. They're less than a degree apart. You cannot see either one in the heavens the day you were born. Okay? They were that close together. And so because of that, when it speaks to your higher mind and the I am that you are, you're going to naturally resonate to that frequency, especially this year in this chart.
Oh,
so know that you will know it when it appears. And I, like Jacqueline, I love the Libra moon this year. Because you're going to be meeting people that have the kind of integrity you have. Very honest, peacemaking, but will not yield the sort of truth. You need to be
loved,
that kind of personality,
yeah.
Because that's who you are. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, thank you. That sounds great. I'm really
you're
looking
welcome.
Forward to the conference. I think it's going to be, I'm going to learn so much. It's. I think I'm just going to probably explode. I'll be learning so much.
This is a good year for
smiling
you.
And laughing. Excellent.
It's a really good year for you. Really good
we
year.
Know you're going to keep us posted too, right?
You bet. Thank you both so much. You have a great night.
Many blessings
you
to
too.
You. All right. Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, we've got about 8 minutes left. Want to take one more?
Okay.
Area code 347, you're on the air.
Hi, Jacqueline. Hi, Aphrodite.
Hi.
This is
hey,
Tanika.
Who's this?
Tanika.
Oh, Tanika.
Hi.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I know that my moon and my sun is in Virgo and Jupiter in Virgo, so I figured I would call to just hear what's coming up for me.
I have three Tamikas on here. When's your birthday?
September the 3rd, 1978.
I'm going to have to go back again. I can't. I have two
I got
Tamikas
it. It's 9-3-78, 7 a.m., Kingston, Jamaica, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And where do you live now?
In New York.
I love New York.
Okay. And I have to ask for it again.
9-3-7-8.
Time?
9-3-7-8.
And your time?
I always heard it was around 6:30, 7:30 in the morning, so we always just say 7 a.m. here. Don't
in
know the
city?
Specific time. In Kingston, Jamaica.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
So what special questions did you have for us tonight?
I definitely would like to hear if anything is going to change or come up as far as, like, love or moving, because I just keep thinking about moving. I want to move so bad, and nothing's going on with love either for me. I'm just, like, here, just working and trying to improve myself, but it's like, other than that, I'm so ready to go. And it's like nothing also going on as far
to?
As love. Hopefully someplace warm.
Well, I think it's good for you this year to move at least 900 miles from where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be Florida or California.
I can see Florida.
Saturn is sitting on your Neptune, your fourth house of home in the New York chart. You want freedom to go outside all the time. You want to be outside more. You want to spend more time with nature.
Yeah.
You want to be with people that are very progressive. Okay, they're very positive. And people that live in sunnier, warmer climates tend to be that way because the sun just tends to perpetuate that, okay? Now, are you a healer in your work right now?
Right now I just work in retail, but I always feel like I am. I can look at someone and just, like, assess them so easily and know what makes them feel good. I was always able to do that.
Every day. It's getting stronger every day. And this is what you are lacking. I know you live in New York and you want to move someplace far away, but I think that's a good idea. Don't get me wrong. But you want to awaken that inner healer within you. You want to do something that has more meaning.
Right.
So you need to go to a place where you can go to school for that, or get a certification, or do a seminar, do something that can allow you to open up that door. And this full moon is screaming at me. But what do you think, Jacqueline?
I think it's screaming.
Well,
and I agree with everything Aphrodite said. I do think that you need a relocation. I do think you need a place. I do think you need to go somewhere where there's an open terrain. I also agree with her that this is a time to really look at what you want to do for a living, because you have Gemini on your 10th house of your career and Aquarius on your 6th house, okay? You're not a retail worker. You're not an 8-to-5 worker. You're an independent free soul. You're holding yourself back from your own passions. And this full moon hits your Saturn, which I think is such a great thing, because that just gives you the catalyst to go, enough is enough. I need to redirect my life, and I need to start to take steps in that direction. Now, I understand that it's going to take some time. Jupiter is still retrograde in your first house. That won't transition back to direct until the beginning of May. I believe it's May 9th, to be exact.
Yep.
But May is the transition time. So it is holding you back from taking any kind of action until then, besides doing the research, creating the thought, transforming the whole situation as far as the physical thought process and how you want to go about doing this. Like Aphrodite said, you need to move a distance away. So if you like Florida, come on down here. It's beautiful down here, I'll tell you that. Okay? Your south node is there in Pisces, and it's a Pisces state. So you can really at least develop a nice relationship with it. I do like Florida for you. It has an old familiarity to it as opposed to California, just to let you know in the relocation. But honestly, this is a time, because when June comes along, you want to start to take those steps, because you have Jupiter guiding you to be able to give you those advantages to make those moves this year, like Aphrodite was talking about. So really look at it in a different direction. I know you feel really stuck right now, but you can make plans to make these changes and really look at both your career and your home. I think both of them need to change.
Yeah.
Well, plenty of Virgo, you have to have the details in place to feel secure. And Jupiter is going to help you with that this year. Now, next year, when Jupiter goes into Libra on the 10th of September, it's there for a full year, it's going to be kissing both your Venus and your Mars. You're going to also find a relationship where you move to. So you're right on track psychically, okay?
Yeah.
This move you make to serve the world and the divine is going to bring you right into a beautiful relationship.
It's like I feel it, but the Virgo part of me knows that I have to be able to support myself. So it's like I don't know which field I could go into with that, that I could like pay rent and move and be able to not be homeless. You know?
You have
well,
the time
again here,
the
she is talking about some kind of education as well in the process of this, and I like that part of it a lot. Get here, educate yourself on what you know, and this could be, it doesn't have to be a formal education. You have Taurus there on your ninth house of higher education. It's really not necessarily that you need a degree to do what you need to do. You need the knowledge, okay? You just need to put the knowledge in. But don't think it's overwhelming. But again here, start looking at what do you want to do? You're a healer by trade. You love people. You love helping people. You have this wonderful healing capability naturally, God-given by birth. So just put it into a language. Just read about it and put it into a language so that you can say, yes, I feel these things, and I can do these things for others. And you'll see a difference.
Okay.
And keep us posted. You know, Jacqueline and I both do astrocartography. We can look at your power lines in different states, too. And there's certification programs that are available you can do online. So you look at this and take your bearings. It can make a world of difference for you, hon. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, you have a sweet night, okay?
Thank you. Thank you guys, too.
All right,
you
got
too.
Luck.
Thanks.
Well, we're off the air, but we should leave those people that are still listening our phone numbers where they can reach us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. Have a blessed week. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
See you next week.
Good night.
Bye.